I'd given it to her for no reason other than to say, "Damn, isn't married life great?" She'd adored both the gesture and the little green plant itself, and thanked me by throwing her arms around my neck and kissing me on the lips. Then she promptly went on to kill my gift with an assassin's cold-hearted efficiency. Not that she was trying to. If anything, she nurtured the poor thing to death. "They're coming out. They're evacuating. Blow it now." "One more minute," said Mr. Joyce. "No, now," Mr. Beckett cried. He watched a truck pull up in front, and a guy leapt out with a black lab in tow. "It's the bomb squad. Do it now." "Just a couple more adjustments," said Mr. Joyce, clicking at the keyboard like a jazz pianist. Mr. Beckett banged his head against the ambulance's inside wall. "Blow it," he whimpered. "Blow it." "Fine," said Mr. Joyce. "It's your call, but I don't want you blaming this on me." Ove gives the box a skeptical shake, as if it's a highly dubious sort of box, a box that just called Ove my friend before offering to sell him a watch. "So it's a computer, yes?" The sales associate hesitates. "It's an iPad. Some people call it a tablet." Ove looks at the clerk as if he's just spoken backwards before shaking the box again. "But is it good, this thing?" The associate nods, confusedly. "Yes. Or, well, how do you mean?" Ove sighs and starts talking slowly. The only problem here is his adversary's impaired hearing. "It is a good computer?"